this year I took it easy. I officiated and judged the games more than I participated. I participated in the blanket toss, and the grease pole walk, and Indian stick pole, and I meddled in the blanket toss.
Is that something you've done well in before? Or?
Yeah, I have a few golds in that one. This year I missed the gold by 1 point, but I'm happy with it. It's just a fun experience to go on the blanket, so...
Probably a lot of people from Petersburg like me don't know about that event. What can you describe it and how are you judged and how do you score and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a walrus skin blanket. It's probably about 20 feet across, and they have pullers all around the blanket pulling it, and they throw you into the air. So people try to say it's like a trampoline, and it's nothing like that because you have no control of your takeoff and you go a lot higher. So.
And you're looking for height, basically, or?
Well, it's a bunch of different things. The judges, they judge on a height, control in the air, like if you're flailing around, you lose points. How well the crowd reacts to your performance. Like this year, I lost because the guy who got gold, I believe, is David Thomas, and he dances more on the blanket than I did. I was more stiff and.
Got some style points.
Yeah.
One more style point than you.
Yeah, that's how I missed it.
Did you have fun, it sounded like?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. The blankets are actually going through some wear and tear, so they only allow a certain number of people each year. But medalists are from the year past are guaranteed. So that's all I try to do is so I can medal and get on the blanket next year. And it's a huge adrenaline rush. I was shaking for 15 minutes afterwards.
Just because you're going so high?
Or? Yeah, or just, getting my nerves. I enjoy it a lot.
So you've always had the chance to go to this event? And
well, my mother, she has been doing this since she was in high school. She's actually a world record holder in the one-foot high kick. And she's done everything from TV shows in Germany to being on Time magazine and so I literally grew up with this. Every year I went, I was in the baby contest, and now I'm moving into judging and officiating.
I imagine it's probably a cool scene, too, just outside of the competition, and just to reconnect with people and the atmosphere around the games.
Yeah, it's a real different atmosphere from other games. I mean, all the competitors, they want to win. They do, but... They want to help other people win as well. You'll see the top athletes, if they're struggling on like the kicks or anything, they'll stop and take a minute and they'll coach each other and try to give each other pointers. It's a real different. I mean, it's a friendly atmosphere. Everybody is just grateful to be there, and it's a lot of fun.
You have a trophy case going from your winnings over the years?
I don't. People say I should. I think I get it from my mother. She has hundreds of medals. I only have about, I have tens of medals.
She's still the champion in the family.
Yes, she is. She's always giving me grief about not being able to keep up with her. She actually got a gold medal this year.
Oh, really? And what event?
The toe kick. It's a wooden dowel, probably less than an inch in diameter. You have to jump over it, and while in air, you have to kick it backwards with your toes and land in front of it. I think she went about 33 inches.